Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've seen something that actually, like, you know, you see news and you go, I feel sick reading that.
Oh.
I feel sick seeing this.
Okay.
A child in the Netherlands has caused a bit of damage to a painting while visiting a museum in Rotterdam, which is in the Netherlands. It's a Mark Rothko painting. I don't know if it's...
Ah, Mark. Ah, yes.
Yeah. A classic Rothko. Damaged the painting. The painting was worth a bit of money.
Oh, no.
$85 million.
Oh, God!
Now, I live by the theory, if you, like, say if you go into a shop and you accidentally break something or your kid breaks something, you go up and you go, hey, I'm so sorry. Here's what's happened. Can I do anything?
You break it, you buy it.
Yeah, I'm happy to pay.
Yeah.
Or if it's something quite expensive, you go, look, I'm so sorry. Like, what can I do? Do you need us to pay? And do you want to ruin my life right now? I know I've ruined yours.
How about I wash your car instead?
Yeah. I'll do your dry cleaning. Yeah. I'll do anything.
$85 million.
Now, obviously, paintings like this, they have insurance. But the kid touched the painting while it was on display. The museum said as a result, there are small scratches. They are very visible in the unvarnished paint layer in the lower part of the painting. So they've kind of their little fingers, little fingernails just...
Little kids' fingerprints, like,
They're sharp and sticky and...
They'll get everywhere.
It's super... Like, $85 million. Sure, there's been nothing that I've read that the kid or the family have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Right.
Innocence of a child.
Because it's insured.
Well,
if it was one of those... What are those activists? I don't even know what they're activizing about. Is it activizing? Protesting. You know those activists.
Where are they activating?
You know the ones that like go and like throw like beans on a painting or something?
Yeah.
Like
I haven't specifically seen the one where they throw the beans, Jess. But I've seen ones where they've thrown, like, orange powder.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, if it was an adult that did that to an $85 million painting, do you think they would get charged or something?
Well, I think intent is the big thing there.
Right.
So they've intended to activize there.
What is the word? Is it protest?
It's protest.
Yeah. Okay. Protest.
Activists can make protests.
Yes.
So, but protesters can't activize. So there was intent there, whereas a kid, obviously the parents maybe, it's kids move fast.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak on behalf of my 1.5-year-old.
Jack is a bullet.
He's fast. Sometimes you'll be like, oh yeah, he's near me. And you look up and you go, he's on the other side of the oval. Okay. So I understand that. And you are responsible to that point. You are the like, whether you're the parent or the guardian or whatever, that's your, but the innocence of the child, I feel like can get you a little bit more favor. 5223295. Did your kid break anything at the shops or at a museum, or did they damage anything? Would love to hear the story.
Abby from Grovedale, your daughter didn't break anything, but she tried to steal something, right? And you caught her in the act?
Yeah, so pretty much we got to the car and, we got to the car and she pulled out a lollipop from her pocket and she's like, look, Mum, look what I got. And I was like, I don't remember paying for that. And she's like, no, I borrowed it. And I'm like, well, borrowing something when you can give it back. You can't give it back because you're about to eat it. So she started, like, sobbing and she's like, I'm sorry, it was an accident. And I said, well, it's not because you took it. So now we're going to go back into the shop and pay for it. So I gave her the money and she had to go to the service desk and say, sorry, I took this, but I want to pay for it now.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, the service ladies were absolutely wonderful about it. But I was like, no, babe, it's the principle. You can't steal stuff.
Like, yeah.
I think you let her keep the lollipop. Like, yes, but go and pay for it.
How old was your daughter?
Oh, she's 4 now. I'd say she was about 6 months ago, so probably 3.5.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think... I think you've handled it well, Abby, so we appreciate that. Jess, who do you want to chat to next?
Ebony in St. Leonard's. You weren't exactly a child, but this is about yourself, something you've broken in a store.
So I guess I just turned 18, so I was on my way into the liquor store for the first time. And I you know, fresh and new, and there was a stand of wine bottles on display with their boxes underneath, and I had turned around and just in the space of it knocked them all down, and they had shattered the ones on display, and there was in the small IGA, so everyone's scared. And I had the person come over, and it was a large amount. I thought, oh, I don't know if I offered to pay for this because I don't think I can.
Yeah.
But I still said, would you like me to stay and clean it up? And they were like, no, no, and really lovely about it. But I've made sure ever since I don't have a handbag that's flying around or my arms.
I think it's that intent that we were talking about, because I think it's different if you walk in there and, you know, with footy boots and punt a case of wine compared to hitting it with your handbag. So and you didn't have to pay for any of the wine.
No, they were so lovely. Like they looked at me and must have thought, yeah, no, you're not here on, like, you didn't do that on the surface. But,
she looks like a millionaire. Let's shake her down.
I believe it was cheap enough wine that it'd be different, I'm sure, if it was their high-end spirit.
Okay, right, fair enough. All right, excellent. Thank you, Ebony from St. Leonard's. Finally, David in Geelong, your sister broke something in a shop, is it?
Well, no, Tim. It was something somewhere a lot more irreplaceable, right, okay, David?
Yes, that's correct.
What happened?
So many years ago, we were in Rome on a family trip. We were in the Sistine Chapel, and my younger sister, who was probably about 5 at the time, she saw all these ropes, guide ropes, that were keeping people away from all the famous paintings, but they had all these priceless urns on these pedestals.
Oh, no.
So she decided to swing on one of the ropes, and one of these urns come crashing down, and I was standing with my mum and dad and my other sister, and then all of a sudden all these alarms went off and
Security
guards running everywhere, and we were all ushered off to a private office, and my dad was being told he was going to be sued and he was going to lose everything, and it was quite a frantic time. And in the end they just said, look, please leave and don't come back.
My God.
That's so
David,
scary.
Are you permanently banned from the Vatican?
Well, at the time, I suppose, but I have been back since, so they didn't recognise me, obviously.
Back to the scene of the crime,
all right,
David.
David, you're a brave man.
Yeah.
Jess and I are.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show that I was away this weekend spending some time with my in-laws in Brisbane.
Vegas.
And we were at their place, which we've stayed at their place multiple times now. Something disastrous happened in this last visit.
Okay.
It was our last day in Brisbane. So yesterday morning, I woke up and, you know, my usual morning routine, I was like, okay, I'll... before everyone else gets up.
I hate that I know what you're about to talk about. We know too much about each other.
We really do.
This is not okay.
Go on, what did I
well,
do?
The first thing you do when you wake up is, and it's imagine a Disney movie, and it's, and you stretch your arms and you go, and you go, time to poo. And your body needs to go straight away, which I find super
straight
bizarre.
Away. So I sit down, I do my business.
Great.
I go to flush and I hear.
Why is that? Why would you do that sound?
It was a gurgling and it wasn't going down. I was like, oh no. What am I going to do here? So I text my husband and I was like, come quick. And he was like, I don't want to go anywhere near there.
He got excited. He was like, going to the bathroom with my wife. This is great. Like, naughty mum and dad's house. Gets in there. Something he wasn't expecting.
By the time he had gotten there, it had gone down. And so I flushed and I made the noise again. He was like, what did you do? Like, how big was it? It's making this noise. And I'm horrified, right?
So you're telling me a year after marriage, you still got that spark, that connection?
Yeah, we sure do.
Lovely.
I said to him, you've got to take the fall.
Oh, no. He does.
I don't want this to come back on me. Like, oh, my God, our daughter-in-law is just backing it out in the toilet. Do you know what I mean?
Can you, like, like you're choosing to sound like a absolute feral grot right now.
Yeah,
you realize?
Yeah. So he goes to his dad and he's like, hey, like, you know, the
Papa, I did a poo-poo. It is stuck.
There's a weird smell coming from the toilet. Because there was a smell that was associated with
it. And again,
it
too. That sound it was making?
Yes.
No, what was
it? It was like a gurgling, right? So they go into the toilet straight after I've been in there, right?
Yeah.
Smell is horrendous. Not because of me, but because whatever was happening
she's
with the toilet.
She's a lady. Oh, she's a lady.
It was bad, right? And so then he calls the plumber.
Oh, no.
And the plumbers come out to assess what's going on.
Yeah.
Thankfully, in the time that it took for me, like I was just the person who happened to discover.
Yeah, yeah.
There are tree roots growing in their pipes.
What are you eating?
Not me.
Oh, sorry.
I mean.
You never know. You never know.
My logs were a little soft.
Oh, get to straight to jail. Straight to jail. Do you recognize what time it is right now? Like, you made an active choice then.
I know.
An active choice to say something foul.
I thought it was funny.
No, apologize and move on.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So the plumber comes and he's like, there's a real problem. Like, it's good that you called now because...
is he talking about your diet or the toilet?
It's like, if you hadn't have called now, it might have started, like, coming out of... areas.
Oh, this is like the new season of The Last of Us.
It was bad. It was so bad. And so anyway, then we have a plane to catch. So just like, I've just left.
Peace. Deuces.
Thanks so much for having us. It was really good to see you. Sorry about your toilet.
Your husband didn't take the blame and they were fully aware that it was you?
Well, no, it wasn't like that it wasn't my one that it just tipped it over the edge. So
it's always you.
I can never go back. So it was really nice to spend some time with my in-laws for the last time.
I'm sure. For the low, low fee of a plumber call out on a Monday morning that they were absolutely rabid to host you. See you next year. This is
Tim and Jess. Tim, I don't know if you, again, if you want, like, you know, hard-hitting election news.
Stay here. It locked.
The Tim and Jess show is probably not your go-to. But there was a debate on over the weekend.
The Great Debate, I believe is what it's called.
Yep.
It's on the ABC?
I think so.
Probably.
Elbow versus Dutton.
I love that. And it happens in our news as well. I don't know if you've heard, but they'll refer to Anthony Albanese, like straight out of the bat. They'll be like, Elbow in Sydney today. That's just wild to me. And same with Scott Morrison.
Yeah.
ScoMo really set the tone. But yeah, they had their big, because they had a couple of debates, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And the most recent one kind of was a bit telling when it came to both of them and their, I guess, how out of touch they are with everyday things.
Okay.
Because one of the questions was, how much is... the cost of a dozen eggs currently.
I've seen this.
Yes.
And
did you see?
Peter Dutton said something along the lines of $4.
$4.20 is what he said.
Does he not know about the influenza that's
right,
going on?
The
at
egg
the
shortages.
This is bad.
And so, look, Albanese wasn't much better. He was kind of given the hint once the moderator said, "I don't think you get a half dozen for that."
When they started laughing, Anthony Albanese went, "Oh, well, it must be higher than that." Jeez.
And so he said $7. And again,
you can get eggs for $7. The chickens that laid those eggs would have been hideously treated on farms.
But
you can't get them for that price, yes.
And so I thought I'd test you out.
Okay.
And let's play a little game.
Sure.
Right? Of supermarket prices, right? I'm going to go through some very essential supermarket purchases that the everyday Australian might make.
Would you consider me an everyday Australian?
I would.
Okay.
I would. I've seen you hideously cry over grocery store prices.
My memory might just be the downfall here. So I don't want to seem out of touch for anything other than me being dumb.
I've done a price comparison for Coles and Woolworths,
sure.
The big two.
So
right?
I
will take either answer.
Okay.
Some of the time they're the same. So
all right, let's go.
So we know eggs, so we'll start with a fresh carton of milk. Just regular milk.
Like 1 litre?
1 litre of regular full cream milk. Nothing fancy.
Is that about $4?
Yes, bang on. $390.
Okay, about $390.
Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Give
very
yourself
much.
A little
yeah,
tick.
I will give myself a bit of a, bit of a point there for me. Good job.
All right,
me.
A loaf of white bread. Again, nothing fancy. Doesn't have to be branded.
That's probably $3.
Yeah, $240. I'll pay it. I'll pay it. Look at him. He's the everyday Australian.
Because I'm lasered in on not going over budget for groceries.
A block of tasty cheese. Now, you and I always lament over cost of cheese.
If you aren't buying your cheese in block form,
yeah.
How much money do you have, rich bones? That is pure wealth if you're buying pre-shredded cheese. Block of cheese, is that $8?
Oh, you've gone a bit over there.
Okay.
According to the Coles and Woolworths website, a 500-gram block, and this is probably their, you know, home brand cheese, $5.50 it's going
okay,
for.
Okay,
that's
right.
A good price.
I don't buy it a lot. Mm-hmm. So, like, if that's a once every couple of months one because you buy a block and you live by that block.
Exactly.
The thinnest slices of all time, all those kind of things.
Chicken breast fillets, Tim. A kilo of chicken breast fillets. Again, nothing fancy, not a...
I don't buy chicken.
You don't buy chicken.
No, chicken breasts... Chicken breasts, $14.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to pay it. $11.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Meat's not cheap.
And finally, potatoes. If you were going to get a 2 kilo bag of potatoes, potatoes.
Brushed. So not whitewashed.
No. No, these are dirty.
Spud lights?
Nah, not a spud light.
So full of dirt. So there's about 400 grams of dirt in the bag. I would. This is the one where I'm going to go completely over. I feel like it would be about... $7.
Bang on.
Oh, my God.
$7 at both Coles and Woolies. So make this man our Prime Minister. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I have no understanding of policy, but sure, if you need me to price an egg, give us a call.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, have you ever been a collector?
I mean, I had, and I think I've spoken about this on the show, I had the original 151 Pokemon cards.
Like all?
From the 90s.
All 150.
All 151. Wow. Jessica,
sorry.
Not listening. And yes, I left them at my childhood house with my mum and dad because I thought that'd be a safe place. And mum threw them out. And there were cards in there worth thousands of dollars. And like, I don't know if I would have sold them because it was having the original 151 was, but that's the only thing I've really
I feel like over the years you probably would have gotten desperate and sold a few.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Like you looked at me like, how dare you? And then you were like, hang on a second, thousands of dollars?
I've done more desperate things for less. So yes, that's the only thing I've ever really collected.
An Aussie woman has set a world record for the largest collection of something. Mm-hmm. And it's just a bit... it's got me asking why one would do this.
Why? Okay.
But she set the world record for the largest collection of Minions memorabilia.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
How old's this woman? Like, how old do you think she would be?
Look, she looks like she's maybe in her 40s.
Why is she collecting them? Is it just something that...
She just says, you know what?
Love them.
I just... That's exactly what she said. Direct quote.
I haven't seen those movies in so long. I have no idea
that
if that's
pretty
inaccurate.
Spot on. Her name is Liesl Benecki. She's from WA. And she now holds the...
Oh, that makes so much sense. Sorry.
What do you mean?
WA is pretty slow.
Yeah, that's true.
What else are you going to be doing in
she
WA?
She now holds the largest collection of Minions memorabilia in the world. That includes 1,035 pieces of paraphernalia related to Minions.
Wow.
She's got... like fridge magnets. She's got tea towels. She's got cups. She's got bowls. She's got posters. She's got pillows.
Do you get... See, this is my thing. Like, yes, you've got the world record. Your name's attached to that. You're not getting a cash prize from Guinness or anything, are you?
No, I don't think so.
That's sad, though.
What do you mean?
I feel like she should be rewarded. I mean, the money she's invested, probably she'll never get that money returned.
Yeah.
I think I could have sold one Pokemon card and... been able to afford all
this
of her collection.
This screams to me, like, you know when you're a kid and you go through a phase? Like you know how we made fun of me because I went through my cow phase a little bit earlier this year?
Yeah.
I didn't go through the cow phase at the earlier of the year. We made fun of me.
You didn't start a farm buying cows. You just had a keen interest in cows.
I had a keen interest in cows when I was maybe 11, 12.
So much so that you put it on a resume.
Yeah.
Your first ever resume. Like, here's my experience at school, interests, dancing, cows.
And I used to talk about it so much that people started buying me cow print things. Like, I had a cow print pencil case.
Wow.
I had, like, cow
That's
print.
That's incredible.
I think
the pencil case have little udders?
No, but I wish it did. Like, cow print pants. Like, I had, like...
You did not have cow print pants.
I did. And I had, like, all these different, like, cow toys. But I've never, I just can't imagine like continuing that and just having over 1,000 pieces
but at
of
least,
something.
At least Minions, that's like, that's a brand. That's like, it's from the Despicable Me movies. Then they had their own movies. Like, you just
my
like,
cow stuff was really hard to find.
Yeah, I know, but that's just like, that's more weird to me because it's like, there's not been a movie where like you've seen something and they're like.
I went through a gorilla phase as well. When I was eight.
Because what that gorilla that was in, it was a
Yakini,
yeah.
Yeah. And mum got me, like, she made me a gorilla cake for my birthday that year.
With hair?
Well, the hair was like chocolate
piped
sprinkles.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
You've had some weird phases, dude.
I have had some weird phases.
Are you collecting anything at the moment?
At the moment? No. I can't think of anything I'm collecting.
You got a pretty
good vibes.
I was going to say, I knew that was going to happen. Even you're laughing at how ridiculous that sounds.
I've got a big collection.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.